Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10 says, "For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. You know, shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you." This is a great promise that tells us, although the mountains and hills, things that we would consider to be permanent fixtures of this earth, although they may be removed, God's kindness will never be removed, nor His promise of peace. And so, whatever you are in need of today, remember to search for, to pray for, and to ask for the peace of God to be over your mind, body, and soul. And with that understanding, let us pray. King Jesus, you are great and mighty, God worthy to be praised. I adore your holy name and ask that your presence surrounds me. I pray that a divine, heavenly peace may fall upon me. May a godly peace wrap me up and cover me. And I pray that it keeps me covered from the fear that's in this world. Keep me safe, Lord, and protect me. Protect me from anything that threatens to trouble my mind. Anything that threatens to disturb the confidence that I have in you. May you remove it, Father. And Lord, I stand on your promises of peace today. Give me the grace to overcome the troubles that I face. Grant me the grace, Lord, to face my mountains, to face my Goliath with no fear, but rather with an assured confidence that my Lord will deliver, He will uplift me and protect me from all harm. I call you Wonderful Counselor, a Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. There aren't enough words to describe you and your goodness, Lord. In your word, in John chapter 16, verse 33, you have said, "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace in this world. You will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." You have overcome the world, Lord Jesus. And as your child, washed and saved by your powerful blood, I will take heart, even if I face trouble and disappointments. I have overcome because of you, Lord Heavenly Father. I pray that your presence may be like a shield around me, may protect me from being discouraged and from losing hope. May you please put aside all my anxious thoughts and imaginations that try to make me lose sleep or to be depressed. I pray, Lord, that you may help me to take this life one day at a time. Grant me the grace to accept the things that I cannot change, and to still be at peace, to still be happy and joyful, equally flawed when it comes to the things that I cannot change. May you give me the confidence, the boldness, and the courage to change what needs to be changed in my life, to make the changes that need to be made in my life. King Jesus, you are great and mighty, God worthy to be praised. I adore your holy name and ask that your presence surrounds me. I pray that a divine, heavenly peace may fall upon me. May a godly peace wrap me up and cover me, and I pray that it keeps me covered from the fear that's in this world. Keep me safe, Lord, and protect me. Protect me from anything that threatens to trouble my mind, anything that threatens to disturb the confidence that I have in you. May you remove it, Father. And Lord, I stand on your promises of peace today. Give me the grace to overcome the troubles that I face. Grant me the grace, Lord, to face my mountains, to face my Goliath with no fear, but rather with an assured confidence that my Lord will deliver, he will uplift me and protect me from all harm. I call you Wonderful Counselor, a Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. There aren't enough words to describe you and your goodness, Lord. In your word, in John chapter 16, verse 33, you have said, "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace in this world. You will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. You have overcome the world, Lord Jesus." And as your child, washed and saved by your powerful blood, I will take heart, even if I face trouble and disappointments. I have overcome because of you, Lord Heavenly Father. I pray that your presence may be like a shield around me, may protect me from being discouraged and from losing hope. May you please put aside all my anxious thoughts and imaginations that try to make me lose sleep or to be depressed. I pray, Lord, that you may help me to take this life one day at a time. Grant me the grace to accept the things that I cannot change, and to still be at peace, to still be happy and joyful, equally flawed when it comes to the things that I cannot change. May you give me the confidence, the boldness, and the courage to change what needs to be changed in my life, to make the changes that need to be made in my life. Amen. I hope this prayer ministered to you. If it did, then share this beautiful prayer with your friends and loved ones. And also, subscribe and turn on the notification button so that you don't miss any prayer. God bless you.